July 1st. It's Monday, first day of the week, first day of the month, 4th of July week going on. And I get to talk fireworks with Mr. Fireworks, Corey Unruh. Every 4th of July around this time, I love doing that. Corey in studio. Corey, thanks for showing up. How was the weekend?
It was great. Great.
Yeah.
Some good shooting nights. It was great for fireworks season. People have been coming out. We got free ice cream with purchase. We got like 5 different kinds of ice cream when you come in. We try to give it to you when you leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we have free ice cream, daily deals. And I have tons of selection. I've had way more than ever. A 5,000-square-foot building. Just come on out. It's a new building. You're going to love it. Air conditioned, that's a plus.
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you this, too, because I always thought this was cool about Little Unnies. Do you still have the video where people can scan the code and they can actually see what they're buying?
So what I've done now is with QR codes, you can pretty much scan any item.
Mm-hmm.
Where that pyro scan system would only work for one brand of fireworks.
Sure.
So I kind of put that away for a while. But most items you can just QR code or go on YouTube with your phone and find mm-hmm. the video. If you can't find it, if there's no QR code, you can still just type the name of the firework in and you'll get it on YouTube. There's always somebody videoing, you know, trying to get likes and whatever.
I was going to say, do a lot of people do that?
Yeah, you can find, mm-hmm. you can pretty much find anything, you know. I mean, as long as it's been on the market for like a year, I mean, there's sometimes they'll come up like 8 different guys trying to post a video.
Wow.
Some of the videos, you know, you just got to find the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of guys that do those YouTube like pyro channels, whatever. I mean,
so this year so far, what's been the hot seller? What have you seen a lot going out the door?
You know, it's kind of funny is when you say that, it seems like the staple items like I have a new smoke ball this year. I know it doesn't sell. Wow, he's got smoke balls. But okay. So I have, like years ago, they used to make a sawdust smoke ball, and they lasted a lot longer and they performed better. But
mm-hmm.
I have those again. They last like almost 2.5 times longer than a clay smoke bomb or a paper smoke bomb.
Okay,
they're a little bit more money, but they last twice as long, if not longer. So that's been a hot item this year. Plus, I have all kinds of new fireworks. I have some 500-gram cakes that, when they go up, you might hear the lift charge a little bit, really subtle though, but there's virtually no noise in the air.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
How do they do that?
So what they do is they have like a cardboard tube, and they just it has a little light powder charge, and it just pops out the stars on one end, like a horse tail.
Okay.
And there are different effects in there that way. So that's how they can do that and get away with not much. I shouldn't say no noise, but
very little.
You can do it next to your neighbor's house. They're more quieter than like a bigger parachute. I'll make mm-hmm. make the popping noise when the lift charge goes off.
Yeah.
They're more quiet than that even.
Do you have parachutes? That was my favorite growing up when I was a kid, day and night parachutes.
Yeah, so I have one parachute that has a 40-inch diameter parachute, and it has a 5-inch army man with moving arms and legs.
You're kidding.
It's called the Big Shooter.
Right.
That's a good one, and they have a Prince's parachute that has a pink smoke ball on it. So it looks, I mean, there's so many, parachute with 7 flares, so just imagine like 7 Roman candle balls. Those have been around forever, but they're kind of hard to find.
That is incredible. Well, yeah, like everything else, I'm sure fireworks just, you know, it evolves too.
It definitely. They've come out with new effects every year. I've seen effects where you watch a big color display, like, say, a brocade crown, or
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden it'll have a blood red effect, and it just shows up right out when everything's done in the sky. It's like right in the center it shows up. I've seen, you know, different effects like that. Looks like ricocheting comets.
Mm-hmm.
Some cakes, when they go up, you'll see a nice color pattern. All of a sudden, the ricocheting comets are going everywhere.
So I love those.
And then they have a new crackle effect. It looks like almost like a salute going off, but there's virtually no noise, and it's just a big spray of sparks around it. So it's like crackle, but way bigger pattern in the air.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different effects out there.
So how long does it take you to get set up for the 4th of July, Corey? I mean, when do you start getting everything together?
Usually I order it like right away when I'm done selling.
Really?
Because if you want to get your fireworks from China, you have to order right away mm-hmm. in July, early August. Because it takes them a long time to manufacture all those items.
Sure.
And then, yeah, it's just you got to get that process done right. Otherwise, you're not getting what you want.
Well, and you can save us money by doing that too. It's, you know, I've been talking about that all week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it gives the person more wiggle room, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Yeah, definitely like that. That helps out a lot. It's just everything about the 4th of July, too. I just I love seeing kids come in the stand every year. You know, they're excited. You know, that was me when I was little. I mean,
oh, me too. Yeah.
I probably was more excited than most of the kids even come in. It's like my dad always shook his head when it was 4th of July. Like, oh.
Yeah, here we go again.
He's
yeah.
asked me 40 times for fireworks.
I love it. What are your hours out there, Corey? When you open?
I'm open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. All the way through the 5th of July.
Okay.
And come on out. We got a huge selection. Free ace game with purchase. We have 3 air conditioner systems, so you won't be warm at all, trust me.
Right. And a great selection, as always.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Check out the new building. Some people are looking for the tent, and I've heard people say, well, I didn't know it was you out there because the tent's gone. It's like, well, now we got a building.
So trust me, it works better.
So
yeah, this way.
Don't look for the tent. Look for the red and white building.
Absolutely. Corey, anything else you want to add?
Come on out. We got great deals. I just stocked up all the shelves, so everything's full. I'm not out of anything. Got
fantastic.
Great selection. I'll have great selection all the way through the 5th of July. I always make sure my stores are full so you don't walk out.
So, again, I got to mention this, too. Are you heading up the 4th of July, the fireworks display down the park? You always do such a great job with that.
Yeah. And I probably have one thing in common, like with you. Like, right before you play your songs,
mm-hmm.
you get that little bit of anxiety.
You get that rush, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So when I'm driving, I'm fine. I'm driving down to the park in my cube van with the fireworks. I'm trying to get around all the people to get everything set up.
Yeah.
It's like that. Also, it's like, wow, there's like 1,000 people down here.
Mm-hmm.
I better do a good job. And also, I have like a little, just a little bit of.
You always do, though. Every year you deliver, and you just seem to take it to another level every single year.
Yeah, and after the show every year, it's like your adrenaline's going, so it's like you're wide awake till 2 in the morning.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. Corey, thanks for stopping in. I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy. But, yeah, stop out to Little Unnies right there on the 210 bypass.
Can I say one more thing, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please try to check out the Wapak Youth Football Stand, too. It's a fundraiser. A good portion of the profits go to the Wapak Youth Football.
Great, great organization. And that's right down by the bridge. You can't miss it.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's basically you throw a stone probably and get right in the river from this.
Right.
Place,
so. And you got one of those big sock things out there flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, the wacky two-man, and I got a little black cat. I think it's a 13-foot cat that's trying to growl at you when you come in.
Love it. Corey Unruh, I call him Mr. Fireworks, and to talk with us all this week, talking fireworks here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Claverkamp with an Ag News Update. If you love to grill beef at your cookout, you will find a wide range of products and prices to choose from. But some cuts may be even lower priced than last year. Here's USDA's Gary Crawford with more.
As we get closer and closer to July 4th,
we are seeing increased featuring activity by grocery stores.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham has gone over hundreds of grocery store ads and specials from across the country. And for beef for the grill, it's a mixed bag for shoppers. For example, taking a look at advertised specials for boneless New York strip steaks.
They're currently being featured at about $11.24 a pound, which is a little bit less than last year when it was $11.52 a pound.
28 cents less than last year. On the other hand, for ground beef,
we are looking at somewhat higher prices for featuring, which would be consistent with the higher wholesale prices that currently are being seen in the beef markets. Retailers for the upcoming week are featuring ground beef at 80 to 89% lean. At $4.31.
Or 34 cents more than last year at this time. Gary Crawford for the U.S.